524 on the sports line. Welcome back to the show. It is a Water Dog Wednesday. I know how to ensure we get food from the Water Dog here on a Wednesday.
Leave?
Just not show up.
Become a common theme, Rich. And with the soft shell crab issue you have, maybe it'll continue.
I don't know that it's an issue. It just seemed weird to me.
I mean, I think it's an issue, Rich.
You do?
You call it an issue. You view it as an issue.
Well, I didn't call it an issue.
But you view it as an issue.
It's a little weird to me, that's all.
You've got beef with their soft shell crab.
Not theirs, just any.
I mean, look, I'm just embellishing what you like to say, you know? I'm learning from you, Rich.
I embellish? All right, well, let's go to the audio tape.
Let's go to the tape.
Ah! We might have to do this quick because it looks like Sam Rogers might be calling in.
Well, then we might have to put it on hold.
I know. Maybe we'll do that. We're going faster than expected here on the Sports Line.
Sam Rogers is scheduled to join us maybe momentarily here on the show. Fan favorite down in Blacksburg, drafted by the LA Rams. OTA's going on now.
That blue-collar work ethic.
And we got him right now on the show, Sam Rogers, former Virginia Tech Hokie, now out in L.A. with the Rams. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm good. I can hardly hear you. Hold on real quick.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Sam, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sam, tell us about it, man. It's been a whirlwind of a few months, I'm willing to bet. From Blacksburg to L.A., that's quite a change.
Yeah, it definitely has been a change. It's been awesome. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to come out here and play for the Rams. Obviously, it's been a crazy process ever since January, starting this whole interview process. But, you know, I'm glad it's back to football and, you know, doing the thing I love to do.
Sam Rogers, former Virginia Tech fullback and running back, now with the L.A. Rams. I'll be honest, when I heard the transition for you personally from Blacksburg, Virginia to Los Angeles, California, it seemed like a lot different cultures, attitudes, and approaches. What have you noticed about that difference since you've gotten out to L.A.?
Well, honestly, you know, we're just around the facility a lot right now, especially as a rookie. So as far as being in the L.A. culture, haven't really been in that much. You know, just kind of been hanging around here and trying to learn everything and pick everything up. So as far as football goes, these guys are blue collars. They come and, you know, feels just like Blacksburg.
What about the transition to the NFL? You know, we've heard from a number of different players who make the jump saying, you know, it really is much more of a business and, you know, it's much more work. Have you noticed that so far?
Yes and no. It is a business for sure, but at the end of the day, I'm playing the game I love, so I'm having a ton of fun doing it. And, you know, I don't really view it as work. I just come up here and have a great time. And, you know, I stay late because I love to stay late. You know, I don't see it as a burden. I stay late because, you know, I love this game. I get up early because I love this game. So it is work, but I try not to view it that way.
When you look at the Sean McVay offense as you've jumped into it, what's been the biggest positive or challenging surprise that you've noticed?
I don't really know if there's anything that's been – I think everything's surprising, honestly, because it's the first time being in this offense. So everything's new. But, you know, it's a little bit similar to what I ran the first couple years with Coach Leffler, you know, pro terminology and everything like that. But you can tell these guys just – they're excited. They have a lot of fun. And, you know, obviously they know what they're talking about, and I completely trust them. And it's been a great time so far.
L.A. Rams fullback and running back and former Virginia Tech Hokie Sam Rogers. You referenced terminology. How big of a deal is the terminology in each offense, especially when you're making the transition from the college game to the pro game?
For a lot of people, like I was saying, it can be really, really hard because in most college offenses, one play could just be a couple words. Then when you get to the NFL and NFL offenses, they can be a sentence long. So that can be tough. You're not used to it. But honestly, that was the kind of offense that we ran my first my freshman through junior year at Virginia Tech with Coach Leffler when he was the offense coordinator. So I was honestly, I was kind of used to hearing long plays. So, you know, I think that definitely put me in an advantage.
Sam, tell me about draft day and, you know, getting the phone call and the excitement and, you know, what it was like for you knowing that a new chapter of your life was about to begin.
Hey, I'm sorry. I kind of lost you there.
I was asking about draft day, what it was like for you. You get the call and, you know, a new chapter in your life is getting ready to begin. What was it like?
It was a stressful day for sure. I was at home with my family and, you know, you're kind of just waiting around all day for the call. And it finally happened in the sixth round, late in the sixth round, but which I was so grateful for, but I definitely don't want to go through that day again. It was a lot of highs and a lot of lows. So I'm glad that day's over, but I'm grateful for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about the draft prep process? How similar was the training for that to what you're doing now in OTAs and rookie minicamps?
Unfortunately, draft prep training isn't much like football. It's you're training for specific tests and specific drills, and unfortunately, just the way it is, it's not very much football training. So I was excited when that part was over because you're more so training for a 40-yard dash and see how many times you can bench 225 and all that kind of stuff. So I'm glad that, like I said, now it's back to football and back to hearing plays, running plays, and getting back out on the field.
And, you know, when it comes to you just being a hard-nosed, blue-collar football player and, you know, folks who watched you play in Blacksburg, you know that it's more about the intangibles and the heart and the work ethic than it is necessarily about the measurables, and that's what the combine and the draft seems to be about so much.
Hey, I'm sorry again. I can barely hear you. It's pretty quiet.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Okay. I was just asking about you were talking about all the combine prep and the fact that it was not really football. And anybody who watched you play in Blacksburg clearly knows, you know, that you're a blue-collar, work ethic, hardworking kind of guy, and it's all about football. And you know, the opportunity to get back and play has to be huge for you.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's very, very exciting. I love just playing football. Love playing this game. I'm not a huge fan of track events, so it's fun not to be training for that anymore. But it's just awesome being back out here, being around the team and being a part of a team, and especially one like the LA Rams. You know, I think they're building something really special here, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
What have you noticed that's the most pleasant transition that maybe you thought was going to be a bit more challenging that you feel you've been able to handle so far?
Kind of what we were saying earlier, just understanding the terminology and picking that up pretty quick as a rookie, just because I've had the advantage of knowing that before. So I think that's been the most pleasant surprise.
Sam Rogers joining us here on the Sports Line. What's next, Sam, after OTAs?
After OTAs?
Yeah, what's next?
Don't you ask? Sorry. Yeah. So after OTAs, there's a veteran mini camp, and then after that, actually go home for a little less than a month, and I'm actually getting married July 1st, so I'm really excited about that. It'll be like a forced break for me because I'm not very good at taking breaks, and you know, I can't wait to get married to her, so it'll be a nice little break for me.
Sam Rogers with us here. You mentioned the preparations for a wedding and the swirling of everything around right now. Have you been able to juggle all that, or you know, has football been something that just comes so naturally? It hasn't been nearly as big of an issue as you maybe thought it would be.
Well, my fiance and has just been completely incredible about this whole thing, and just you know, she's handled most of the wedding planning process, which I hear most of the time the women do. So that's been great. But you know, like I said earlier, it doesn't feel like work. I love this game. I love to come here and spend time with these guys and learn this game and get better at it. So it doesn't feel like I'm juggling much. You know, it's a lot of great things coming up. It's not like I'm balancing anything that's bad. You know, it's all good things, playing in the NFL and getting married. So it's all exciting stuff.
Sam, obviously it's going to be a fun time for you in the NFL and a new chapter in your life. As you look back and reflect back on your time in Blacksburg with Virginia Tech, what are a couple of the memories that are going to stand out the most?
Man, there's so many. Obviously, every time playing in Lane Stadium was just incredible, and just playing in front of Hokie Nation. I think of games like when we played at Ohio State is a big memory when we won up there. Think of even going to Notre Dame. It was an awesome game because the game didn't mean much as far as ACC standings were concerned, but there were so many Hokie fans there, and it was just a backyard football game, and that's honestly one of my favorite memories, just because bad weather, everything that you can honestly ask for as a football player happened then, and playing at Notre Dame, so it was a lot of fun, and you know, there's so many that I could go to, but those are the ones that stand out.
And toughness was a part of the Frank Beamer era. We saw a lot of that with battling the adversity and deficits, Notre Dame, Arkansas, just to name a couple of games. In the Fuente era, what are the biggest elements of the Coach Fuente coaching staff and regime that should give Hokie fans a lot of excitement for not just 2017, but for many years to come?
Well, I can say that they're the real deal. I mean that in the most honest way. They are. It's the way they approach each day, very similar to the way Coach Beamer did. And I think that's why they're going to continue a special tradition there that Coach Beamer started, because it's a lot of special people up there that work really hard and, you know, come to work each day with a great attitude and bring a lot of energy. So they're the real deal, and anybody that goes there would be happy to play for them.
Hey, Sam, we really appreciate you taking a couple minutes for us. We'd love to stay in touch, and just want to wish you the best of luck. I know Hokie fans everywhere really excited about your opportunity here in the future and grateful for your tenure at Virginia Tech. Thank you, man.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Sam Rogers joining us here on the Sports Line, sixth-round pick of the L.A. Rams, getting ready to get to work.
Got the right mindset. I think it's got to help them being out in L.A., not getting distracted by everything out there. If you're not used to it and you're attracted to the glitz and glamour, that city can suck you in.
Well, the funny thing is they're just keeping them away from all that. All the rookies, you know, they keep them buttoned down and, you know, in-house. And, you know, it's smart. But you're right. I mean, he doesn't strike me, you know, as the type of guy who's going to get sucked in by all that. And, you know, that's neat, but I mean, he is a football player, and, you know, I could see where the combine and the draft, you know, could be problematic for a guy like him who, you know, you look at all the measurables and that's not him. He's the intangible guy, the hard-nosed blue chip, you know, that lunch pail mentality that everybody talks about in Blacksburg. I mean, that's him.
Well, I mean, it serves him well. I think it'll serve his chances of making the team well. You know, I will say with the new collective bargaining agreement, Rich, that because there's less practice time allowed and there's less hands-on time, you know, some of that is, do you have that discipline and that blue-collar mentality to put the work in yourself, not be distracted by the city, new money, opportunities, people wanting a part of you? And I think all of that is as big of a reason why Sam Rogers has got a chance to make a lasting impression in L.A. You know, maybe not the guy that is the star. Todd Gurley will probably hold that title if he can bounce back from a disastrous year last year. But he's got all those intangibles that you want to be able to fill out a winning roster.
5:38 on the Sports Line. Quick break. When we come back, Mark Canizzaro will talk Tiger Woods. Stay tuned.